It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nikki Jeffs. She is the director of the Castle Country Pregnancy Resource Center, and they are the charity of the month for the month of October here at Castle Country Radio. And we love to bring, you know, charities in, let them talk, give them some airtime, let people know what they do and how they, you know, contribute and what they do here in the community. But they also have a fundraiser banquet that's coming up on the 28th. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on through. Nikki, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's let folks know what the PRC does and what they do here in the community.
So we're a pregnancy resource center. We provide pregnancy tests. We provide connections with other community members that people may need, such as heat or WIC or other resources through the health department, doctors, counselors, whatever it is that they're needing or looking for. We also provide parenting and prenatal classes, and with that, they can earn baby bucks to shop in our store. And in our store, we have new and gently used items for baby and mama. And we also have a fatherhood series that we've had really good responses with some of the young men lately.
And that's another thing. You guys, your store that you have there, you do take donations, but they have to be gently used, right?
Correct.
You know, when they first have kids, there are probably two or three outfits that their kid grows out of so fast they never even get to try it on.
Right, yes.
And those are the kinds of things that you're looking for, or, you know, things that have been very well maintained and taken care of because you are passing them along to somebody else. The other thing is, if you're out and about and you see a good deal or a sale on something, you guys do take wipes and diapers and all those things as well, don't you?
Correct, yes. All bottles and pacifiers need to be new. Also, car seats have to be brand new. Other than that, other items can be gently used.
There are a lot of stipulations when it comes to car seats, aren't there?
Yes.
Because they have an expiration date on them. And sometimes that, you know, and I think it's mostly because the laws change so quickly.
Well, and we can't guarantee if a car seat has been in an accident, and that's when it's jeopardized as far as safety. And so for liability reasons, we really have to make sure that our clients are getting the safest thing they can get.
So if you have any of those things around your home that have been very well taken care of, minus the car seats, of course, and the bottles and the pacifiers, you know what? Gather them up and take them down to the Pregnancy Resource Center because they can sure use them. And I like the fact that things in your store are free if you take the parenting classes.
Correct.
Like how you guys do that.
They earn baby bucks, which basically they get $4 for every class that they take. And to put it in perspective, like a package of diapers is only one. A package of wipes is one. An outfit is one. So we're not expecting them to do a lot, but it really does come in handy. One of the things that we really do need right now is maternity clothes. We had a lot of pregnant clients going through classes in the last year, and those have gone like crazy. And so especially in the medium and large and extra large size, we're hurting for some maternity clothes.
So if you've got those, you can take them down there to the PRC, and they will sure pass them along and do great things with them. The other fact is that, you know, if you don't want to do that, if you can't do that, and you just want to give a cash donation, you guys are a 501(c), correct?
Correct, we are.
And can they just get a hold of you to make that donation? Is that how that works? Or
they can mail it in, do the old snail mail. They can go online and donate through our website. They could bring in cash, however they feel best to do it.
Okay, and so let's talk about the banquet that's coming up on the 28th. This is a fundraising banquet, and you said that it's free, but you need people to RSVP just so you can get a head count.
Correct, yes. We have had some really generous sponsors this year that have helped cover the venue, the food, the cooking of the food, the serving of the food. Everything has been covered by amazing community members, and we would really like people to take advantage of that. So we don't have to charge a cost to cover the overhead. However, we do need people to RSVP because we're serving things like prime rib. And we don't want to overmake or undermake something like that.
Right. So you need a head count just to know how many people are going to be there. So this is going to be once again October 28th, 6 p.m. at the Hope Center, which is the Notre Dame Hope Center there on Carbon Avenue, a little bit north of Carbon, First North.
Right.
And so I think everybody knows where the Hope Center is, but it's going to be there. And this is going to be a great banquet. Maybe get a chance to know the PRC a little bit better and, you know, maybe make that donation there. And just, you know what, it's a great way to help out your community. So you guys do have a website, you said, and I've got it right here. It's what, ccprc.betterworld.com. .org, and you can go on there and find out all the information as far as, you know, fundraising and donations. Plus, you can RSVP there on that website. Is that right?
Correct. When you go on to that website, you'll see two tiles there on the screen. One will be for the banquet, one is for donations. If you click on the banquet one, it will tell you where the banquet's going to be held. It will give you a place that you can RSVP and get tickets. It will give you the time and everything will be there. And the really great thing about this banquet is we're going to have a volunteer spotlight time where some of our volunteers are going to be sharing why they come and volunteer and the impact it's made in their lives. We're going to have a really great keynote speaker who's going to be sharing, who actually runs the PRC or was the chairman of the board for the PRC in Salt Lake City. And so ran in a much bigger scale than we do. And so she's going to be sharing her own personal experience as well as giving updates on what's going on here locally with our PRC.
All right. So once again, this is going on the 28th at the Hope Center, 6 p.m. Please RSVP by Friday, October 20th. And you can do all that on the website ccprc.betterworld.org. Where are you guys located? What's the phone number down there if they want to call and talk to you guys?
So our phone number is 637-5683, and they're more than welcome to call. We're located at 836 East, 100 North. It's a little white strip building just kind of right across from the county building.
All right. So make sure you get in there and do your part. If you've got it to donate and if you've got it to give, let's help out the Castle Country Pregnancy Resource Center. And you know what? They'll take donations and all kinds of great stuff. Help these guys out. They're a great organization and they do great things here in our area. Nikki, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you've always can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.